CBS News. Elvis Presley, the one-time king of popular music, is dead at the age of 42. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Presley was stricken this afternoon at his mansion in Memphis, Tennessee, and rushed to Baptist Hospital. Memphis Police Director E. Winslow Chapman says a doctor was with him.
Mr. Presley's personal physician, Dr. Nicopoulos, was the one that called for the ambulance. He was the one that was with him when the ambulance arrived, and he is the doctor that pronounced him dead at Baptist Hospital.
Hospital officials said Presley was suffering from respiratory distress. His doctor says he may have suffered a heart attack. He had been hospitalized recently for several conditions, including eye trouble and exhaustion.
CBS News.
You ain't nothing but a head on your
That sound characterized a decade, the rocking and rolling 50s. Today, the man whose name became synonymous with a new sound, Elvis Presley, died at the age of 42. I'm Stephanie Shelton, reporting on the CBS Radio Network, and we have a report on Presley's death from Dan Osborne of station WREC.
Elvis Presley, the Mississippi boy whose country rock guitar and gyrating hips turned the music industry inside out in the mid-1950s, died this afternoon in his adopted hometown, Memphis. The popular singer apparently collapsed at his home in South Memphis and was transported to Baptist Hospital by fire department ambulance. No cause of death has been announced, but a hospital spokesman earlier said Presley had suffered respiratory distress. A later report, confirmed through the local civil defense office, revealed that Presley was dead on arrival. Presley, known as the King of Rock, had many fans here in his hometown. Most of them at this point expressed shock and even disbelief. But there's no doubt the city has lost one of its all-time favorite sons. This is Dan Osborne for CBS News, Memphis.
Repeating, Elvis Presley is dead at the age of 42.
The undisputed King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, is dead. He died this afternoon here in his adopted hometown of Memphis after apparently collapsing at his South Memphis mansion. He was transported by ambulance to Baptist Hospital, where he was pronounced dead on arrival. No cause of death has been given yet, but an early report from a hospital vice president indicates Presley was suffering from respiratory distress. Presley had been a frequent patient at Baptist Hospital during the last 2 years. It was rumored that he was suffering from various incurable diseases, but his doctors blamed the frequent hospitalizations on eye trouble, a twisted colon, and exhaustion. Earlier this year, he canceled performances in Louisiana and returned here to Memphis and was hospitalized with exhaustion. The local Chamber of Commerce is calling on the mayor and the city council to declare a day of mourning in memory of Elvis, and the mayor has ordered all flags in the city to be flown at half staff. This is Dan Osborne for CBS News, Memphis.
Presley's show business friends, as well as his legions of fans, are mourning tonight. Sammy Davis Jr. was asked how the performer would rate on a scale of 1 to 10.
Well, he's got to be 11, babe. And I'm not saying that because of the tragedy of the moment, but because anybody in this business of ours that can become one of a kind, he's the one, the only, the original. Everybody else is an imitator. It came after him.
Sammy Davis Jr., funeral arrangements for Elvis Presley are not yet complete.
CBS News. The president's vacation at Camp David will be interrupted a bit today for discussions on China. Good morning. I'm David Jackson reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Secretary of State Vance and National Security Advisor Brzezinski are scheduled to be at the presidential retreat today to discuss Vance's upcoming visit to Peking. Vance is scheduled to begin the trip this weekend. Earlier in the week, Senator Edward Kennedy called the Vance trip a major opportunity to normalize Chinese-American relations. The State Department has made an effort to separate U.S. policy from Kennedy's statement. We have details from Marvin Kalb.
Spokesman Harding Carter said that Senator Kennedy was not lofting a trial balloon. There was no coordination between him and the administration. His speech, no joint venture. Yet the spokesman endorsed one major point, that the administration seeks to normalize relations with China. And interestingly, he said nothing about maintaining America's current relationship with Taiwan, which is based on full diplomatic recognition supported by a mutual defense pact. Spokesman Carter said that Secretary Vance's upcoming trip to Peking should be regarded as a fact-finding trip, and he warned against expecting great results or pronouncements. He said there was no timetable for normalizing relations with China. And though this is literally true, many U.S. officials predict a breakthrough sometime next year. The fact is, the administration does not want a breakthrough any sooner because that could complicate its efforts to get Senate approval for the new Panama Canal treaties by encouraging a merger of conservative forces. Marvin Kalb, CBS News, the State Department.
A look at how the canal treaty is faring on Capitol Hill after this message.
This is Telly Savalas. To win a fight, any fight, you got to be tough. And that's the way it's got to be in the fight against cancer. Your American Cancer Society says there are 7 warning signals, like a sore that doesn't heal, or an obvious change in a wart or mole. You see one of them, you don't say to yourself, it'll go away. You face it. You see your doctor for a checkup. Cancer is one of the most curable of all major diseases if you catch it in time. So why not? And that's the way we have to fight cancer all down the line. In every one of your American Cancer Society's anti-cancer programs, research, education, patient rehabilitation, and service. And that takes money. Without money, we lose. And I'm sure you have a pretty good idea of what we lose. We got to be tough on cancer if we're going to wipe it out in your lifetime. Give generously. When your American Cancer Society volunteer calls on you.
The chief U.S. negotiators of the new Panama Canal Agreement are to appear today on Capitol Hill to detail the proposed treaty to a special session of the House Merchant Marine and Fisheries Committee. The panel has control over money used to operate the canal, and Chairman John Murphy says he's not ready to see what he calls the American Canal in Panama go down the drain. The Carter administration has already won support for the canal agreement from former President Ford and former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. Mr. Ford yesterday called the proposed treaty an important step forward. It would give the control of the waterway to Panama by the end of the century. U.N. Ambassador Andrew Young says he's pretty satisfied with his 10-nation tour of the Caribbean and Latin America. For the last 15 years, he says, the U.S. has had no Caribbean policy, and Young says the Carter administration wants to remedy that. Young is in Barbados now. He's scheduled to fly to New York Wednesday. Next week, he'll represent the U.S. at an anti-apartheid conference in Nigeria. And later this month, Young is scheduled to tour Southern Africa, pressing for acceptance of a new U.S.-British plan to achieve majority black rule in Rhodesia. A White House announcement is expected this afternoon naming Alabama federal judge Frank Johnson as President Carter's choice to head the FBI. Johnson is currently serving as chief judge of the U.S. District Court in Montgomery. Now this.
Hello, Ralph Story here. Chef Robert will join me tomorrow to bring you a classic French recipe. It's something you'll find on the menu of many bistros and with some variations right on the table in many American homes. Right now, at the height of the growing season, is a fine time to serve tomatoes Provençal. You cut the tomatoes in half, you start them off with a little olive oil, and to find out what to do next, we meet the cook tomorrow on most of these CBS Radio Network stations.
As wise man, I am used to people asking me about the meaning of life, but ask me about leaky faucets, forget it, buddy. So I get help from Consumer Information Catalog. It is put out by the federal government, and it lists over 200 helpful booklets that you can send away for, from fixing your car to family budgeting. So send for free catalog. Just write catalog, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
A public service message brought to you by the Consumer Information Center and this station.
Funeral arrangements for rock singer Elvis Presley have not yet been announced. The entertainer died Tuesday in Memphis from what doctors call cardiac arrhythmia, irregular heartbeat. He is being mourned by millions around the world. Entertainer Sammy Davis Jr. was asked how he would rate Elvis on a scale of 1 to 10.
Well, he's got to be 11. I'm not saying that because of the tragedy of the moment, but because anybody in this business of ours that can become one of a kind, he's the one, the only, the original. Everybody else is an imitator. It came after him.
Elvis Presley, dead at the age of 42. David Jackson, CBS News.